Are you ready to learn about Olive Branch and so much more? Then this is the podcast for you. OB Pod. Each week, we're going to give you the weather, some news, an inspirational message, some cool facts, a crazy true story, and so much more. So let's get to the show. Welcome back for this week's show, guys. Today is April 9th, 2024, and I'm excited to get right into it. But you know, before we start, I've got to talk about our number one sponsor right here on the podcast, and that is Team Couch of Birch Realty, guys. Brian Couch is a personal friend, my personal realtor, and has done so much for me personally and so many of my friends, and you need to join that list. Team Couch has been voted the number one realtor team in DeSoto County numerous times, including this year, and this is people you want to work with when you have such a large investment, such as a house, a business, or anything like that. You want the best, and this is who you want to work with. So go to teamcouch.com. If you have any real estate needs, they are there to take care of you. All right, guys, let's dive right into our weather. And this week, sadly, is going to be kind of grim. Like, we're going to be starting off with a pretty good Monday. You know, hey, we hope the clouds move out of the way for the eclipse today. I think that's going to be important. But Tuesday through Thursday, rain, and more rain. Actually, potential severe thunderstorms on Wednesday, so be wary of that. And then it's going to make up for a nice weekend in the mid to high 70s. Really looking forward to it. Hope y'all stay safe out there and enjoy that eclipse. Keeping this moving along, let's get into our local news. And of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over there at Michael Hatcher & Associates. Guys, they have multiple positions available right now if you want to change your life for a better career. I'm telling you, they are looking for foremen, construction maintenance, you name it, lawn care specialists. They're looking for the works. The spring is here. The grass is growing. And this company has the best pay, competitive benefits, just a team atmosphere, great leadership, and opportunities to move up the ladder. This is the kind of company you want to work for. And they give so much back to our community. I can't thank them enough. Like over the school I work at, Center Hill, they give so much to the schools and the areas over there. It's just a great company, a great place you can feel good about working for. So seriously, if this is something you're looking for, go to HatcherLandscape.com and look at all the job opportunities they have available for you today. To start our news off by saying congrats to all the winners at the Wheels and Wing Fest and, of course, Ribs. That was the new section this week. This past weekend was quite a great little showing. A lot of great teams, a lot of out-of-state teams and everything. The entire thing is really expanding. It was a great growth for the DeSoto Dream Center. Just an absolutely fantastic event. Really appreciate the city for putting this on. I want to mention some of the winners. For the Ribs section, third place came to a team called UPS. Second place was Canned Meats, and first place was Eat My Meat. Congratulations to all those in the Ribs. In the Wings, they have two different sections. They have a traditional and unique. In the traditional, the team that won third place was called the Meat Monkeys. Second place was Breaking Bread, believe it or not. And first place, Get You Some. And then the Wings on the unique side, third place was Eat My Meat. Second place was Cooking with Cornbread, and first place, again, Get You Some. And of course, the People's Choice Award was Get You Some. Evidently, Get You Some was by far the overall winner of everything, as they won multiple events. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to all the people who got to go out and enjoy. I heard it was some great eating. Well, guys, today is the solar eclipse, if you're listening to this on Monday, and time to be is 11 to 3 p.m. Now, if you have not heard about all the hysteria, it has gone wild. Hotels, Airbnbs, Vrbos, everything are at 90 to 95% rented or sold out, everything, if you are on the path for the solar eclipse, okay? Delta Airlines has even come out and offering a special flight for a premium price, of course, to leave from Dallas to Minneapolis, where the plane will turn side to side at altitude so the people in the window seats can see the eclipse even closer. I'm not sure I'd be on that plane, but hey, there are people out here who want to do that kind of stuff. Now, as for our city here, we are going to be having the Mississippi Moon Festival. And like I said, that's going from 11 to 3 p.m. That is when the eclipse goes by. And in our area, the eclipse should be more closer to the 1, 1:30 time area, when it's basically more right over the top of us. And that's the key peak area. But the city park is going to have music, food, and they're also going to have complimentary glasses out there for you to look up at the sky. But the only why supplies last, so get out there when you can. It's very important. So you definitely want to protect your eyes. Sunglasses sunglasses do not work for this. So do not just take sunglasses and look up. It doesn't work that way. So keep safe. Remember, the funnest thing to do is to grab a sheet of paper or something and poke small holes in it, and you can see the eclipse happen through the cast shadow on the ground through the hole. It's one of the cool things we did in elementary school. So, hey, if you want to do the same thing, bring some extra stuff out there to have more fun with it. Enjoy some music. Enjoy some food. Have a good time with us. Guys, Olive Branch Police Department is hosting a ward-wide meeting for the residents of Ward 2. That is today, Monday, April 8th at 6 p.m. at the Olive Branch Senior Center. It's kind of a meet and greet, but also be able to talk about different things that are affecting you locally. So if you're in Ward 2 and this is something you want to do, make sure you join us over there. Well, the city of Olive Branch is organizing a community cleanup day on April 13th. Okay, that's going to start around 9 a.m. Now, look, they're going to provide all the citizens with pickup bags, gloves, supplies, and stuff. So, look, if you want to come out and help and do your part and keep Olive Branch beautiful, please join us out there at 9 a.m. The spring movie Under the Stars on the lawn of the Wesson House is set. This is going to be April 18th. The movie is going to be Shrek. It will start at 7 p.m. And get this, Domino's will be on site at 6 p.m. if you'd like to buy some food, concessions, different things, so you can enjoy the movie even that much more. It's a really good fun time. Let's just make sure we hope that there's no weather that messes it up. Guys, on Saturday, April 27th, the Olive Branch Police Department is doing a community shred and drug take back day. The shredding services will be provided by the DeSoto Shred Company, and it's going to be available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And remember, this is where you have drugs that are expired and things are not doing good, and you want to get rid of them safely and responsibly. This is the time to come do it, so please come on out if you have anything like that. Guys, I want to give you a good heads up for something in May, but it's very important. We're going to be having the DeSoto County Household Hazardous Waste Day. Okay, and this is also your tire recycling day. They're going to do it on Saturday, May 4th, and this is going to be at the Lander Center. But since it is for the entire DeSoto County, that is for Olive Branch, and it's our opportunity to be responsible. They will take up, you know, acceptable items such as LED bulbs, pesticides, fungicides, acids, aerosol cans, chlorine bleach, flammable liquids, motor oil, antifreeze, car batteries, lighter fluid, paints, poisons, pool chemicals, all that kind of stuff. They will take that kind of stuff, and then they'll also take tires, but there's a 5-tire limit. So please make sure you are doing your part to help clean up our area. This does go a long, long way. Well, guys, let's bounce over to the news outside of Olive Branch. These are always so fun. Guys, a mother in Holly Springs sees a police report about a gun battle and police chase between two armed suspects who happened to be seen on a Ring camera from a home. And wouldn't you know it, she identifies her own two sons and turns them in. I don't know if that's Mother of the Year award or not, but that's quite a story right here in our area. Guys, the largest asteroid known to man was just discovered buried in Australia. Get this, the size of this, 320 miles in diameter, and is estimated to be larger completely around in the whole nine yards and density and all that than the one that hit Earth that supposedly ended the dinosaurs. That's pretty incredible. Guys, a man in Naples, Florida is suing the federal government for home destruction after an object identified as human waste, I'll let your mind go there, from the ISS, that's the International Space Station, entered orbit and hit his home, blowing a hole through his roof and in two floors of his multi-home floor. Oh, boy. Guys, be careful. Netflix just bought all of Facebook Messenger's messages. That's right, guys. Your DMs, your messages back and forth, everything like that. Netflix just bought them for a cool $100 million. Now, there is a lawsuit out there that has been started and is trying to get this reverted because they do believe there's some constitutional rights that may be being violated, but we'll have to see where that goes. Guys, Joe Biden is taking a lot of heat as he just explained that they did a huge announcement for 3 million new jobs were created under his presidency in the first quarter of this year. However, several independent analysts have come out and have broken down the numbers, and they show that this is not exactly as it seems. Turns out a third of the jobs are government jobs created by our Bidenomics, as they say, with a large number of them focused on programs helping with the migrant situation. Another good section of it is actual jobs created for illegal migrants. And then last, almost half, is all part-time positions were created. Analysts have called out that almost no new jobs for the full-time employment have happened. And actually, they have decreased by a large percentage. Not good. Not good. Not something to brag about for sure. Guys, Taiwan and New York were both hit by devastating earthquakes. Well, New York's was in the 4-point-something, not what I would call devastating, but Taiwan's by far was 7.4 magnitude. It was one of the strongest they've had in 25 years. So far, they have 7 or 8 dead, and they have injured over 700, but the number is climbing every single day. Now, the interesting side note about this, Taiwan has one of the top 12 tallest buildings in the world. It is called Taipei 101. This building is over 1,600 feet tall. That is 200 feet higher than the Sears Tower, 400 feet higher than the Empire State Building, and it was unaffected by this earthquake that destroyed multiple buildings right next to it. Why, you might ask? Well, believe it or not, Taipei 101 is an engineering masterpiece. It was designed to handle vibration by incorporating a giant harmonic balancing ball that is the size of multiple floors and is being suspended by these large chains and wires in the middle of the building on the 91st floor. As the building sways with the shocks, the ball reverses that by the balancing and prevents the building from taking any damage or even collapsing. Almost zero damage, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. It's quite impressive. Quite impressive. Well, guys, that's it for all of our news outside of our area and local. Quick reminder, if you'd like to advertise or join the podcast with any information, please send us an email at theobpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Guys, this week's inspirational message, it's a good one by probably one of my favorite coaches out there, Nick Saban. And I hate that he's not in the game anymore, but I understand his decision. Enjoy life. I get it. But he had several motivation message and inspiration message, and this is one of them that I thought that anybody in today's world could really take appreciation from. And so I'm going to leave you this audio right here to enjoy.
If you want to be happy for an hour, eat a steak. If you want to be happy for a day, go play golf. If you want to be happy for a week, go on a cruise. If you want to be happy for a month, go buy a new car. But if you want to be happy in your life, just ask yourself one question. If I didn't show up here today, would anybody miss my ass? Because then you know you accomplished something of significance. Martin Luther King, this must have been 60, 70 years ago, gave a speech about the street sweeper. But he started out saying, there's a shoeshine guy in Montgomery, Alabama at the green stamp store who is the only guy I'll let shine my shoes. Because the pride and performance that guy has in shining your shoes. And the great feeling he has when you tell him he did a good job. And then he goes on to say, if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper in the world. Sweep the streets like Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel. Like Shakespeare wrote literature. Let him post a sign that says the best street sweeper in the world lives right here. Because if you do that, you accomplish the best there is in life, which is knowing you did your best to be the best you could be, no matter what you choose to do.
You know, something I want to add to that video is that he said one thing in the middle of it that made a point to me was that just because you're maybe not doing something that you consider yourself the best at or working towards being the best at, if you notice someone else doing something great or doing a good job, this, that, or so on, be the first to go over there and compliment them for their efforts, for their finished product, whatever it is. I believe in every day that you can make someone's day if you just show them a little appreciation for what they do. And to me, that's a way of paying it forward. So I hope y'all really enjoyed that motivational message as much as I did. All right, guys, it's time for that true story. And, man, this is another doozy. And I got a great audio this time, so I'm not actually reading it. And I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. And, of course, this is brought to you by our good friend and the number one insurance agent right here in Olive Branch, heck, DeSoto County. That is Allie Edgelally. Guys, I got to tell you a true story. I have sent people to him, and every single one has got a free quote and has shown that they can get better coverage for less money, and that can help change things. Today's economy, the way things are more expensive, gas prices, everything like that. If there's an opportunity to get better coverage and lower your note, why not take advantage of it and work with a guy that I'm telling you is truly, truly great to talk to, easy to get a hold of, and is there when you have questions. How many of you can say that about your insurance agent now? So this is very important. Seriously, go check him out over there. This is Alpha Insurance at the Ace Agency of Olive Branch. It's right there behind Taco Bell. Here's his number if you want to call and get that quote, 662-893-0928. All right, guys, let's go to this audio for this true story. I think you're really going to enjoy it.
In 1990, two men walked out of a Boston museum with $600 million in stolen art. They've never been caught. The art has never been found. Here's how they did it. The scene is the Gardner Museum, a huge collection of art opened to the public in 1908. On March 18, 1990, there are only two guards on duty at night. One is Rick Abbas, he's 23, and the other is Randy Heath, 25. It's Randy Heath's first time ever on the night shift. The museum policy is simple. One of them stays at the security desk while the other one does rounds throughout the museum, and then they switch. As Abbas starts his first round around the museum, two unusual things happen. First, smoke alarms go off all over the museum. He looks all over, and he can't find any sign of smoke or fire. So he decides it must be a malfunction. He goes to the alarm panel and he turns off the alarms. Second, while walking around, he goes to a door and he opens it for about 2 minutes, and then he closes the door again. And contrary to policy, he never tells Heath about it. At 1 a.m., Abbas goes back to the security desk and he trades place with Heath, and Heath goes out on patrol. At 1:20, there's a knock on the door. Through the camera, Abbas can see two police officers standing there. So he opens the door and they come in. The police officers tell Abbas that they're investigating a disturbance. But when they look at him, they say he looks like somebody who has an arrest warrant out for him. And they tell him to come over and to bring some identification. He walks out around the security desk. And that is a crucial mistake because the only alarm button is behind the security desk. Heath comes back from his patrol just as Abbas is being handcuffed. And the police do the same thing to Heath. They handcuff him. And it's only then that Abbas and Heath realize these are not policemen. They are thieves. The thieves put duct tape over their eyes and lead them down into the basement and handcuff them to some steam pipes. The museum's motion detectors record that at 1:35 a.m., the thieves go into the gallery. And there they take 13 pieces of art, among them a Vermeer, Rembrandt, Degas, Monet, and others. They also take some weird stuff, like things that aren't worth anything, like the top of a flagpole, a little eagle thing, and a Chinese vase. It's weird. It's like they know some things that are good and some things they don't. But in total, today's value, that's over $600 million worth of art that they walked out with. The FBI first concentrated on Abbas and Heath. I mean, come on, they look pretty guilty. But the FBI decided that they were too incompetent to have pulled this off. So who did it? The FBI's best guess is that it was the Boston Mafia. They just don't know who in the Boston Mafia it is. Whitey Bulger was under consideration for a while. But in the 34 years since, they've never been able to figure out who did it, and they haven't recovered any of the art. So where is it? One theory is that the thieves gave it to the Irish Republican Army and that they used it to buy arms in their battle against the British. Maybe it's sitting in the art collection of some Russian oligarch right now. Maybe it was stolen for a specific art collector who has kept it private all of this time. Maybe when the heat got too bad, they burnt it. Or maybe it's in a trunk somewhere, forgotten about, until somebody stumbles across it and finds a $600 million treasure. Now, what are your ideas? Who took it and where is it?
All right, guys, for our last section for this week's episode, we have some random facts and stories you likely didn't know. Of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over at A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Service. Guys, if you have any trouble with the HVAC, doesn't matter if you need new equipment, repairs, whatever, and you're worried about finding that guy who's not going to rip you off or just tell you, hey, you need more Freon and just gouge you with your pocketbook, and you just really want somebody you know that when you let them in there, they're going to do professionalism, craftsmanship, and they make you feel important, and they're not going to charge you an arm and a leg or the naming rights of your thirdborn. This is the company you want to work with. This is A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning. Go to Facebook, type them in. Timmy Smith is the owner, and it's a family-run business. They do a fantastic job. They are truly, truly the best. Do not fret when it comes to this. This is a local company that will do you right. All right, guys, for our first one, did you know Icelandic horses are a unique breed developed in Iceland alone? The Icelandic law prohibits the import of horses into the country and forbids exported animals from returning. In their native country, Icelandic horses have very few diseases, and this is one of the measures in place to prevent the importing of new diseases. Pretty smart. By the way, they're beautiful. They're solid white with like gray tones and like black socks. It's a beautiful looking horse. All right. Did you know a South African girl was kidnapped when she was 2 days old? 17 years later, she was reunited with her real family when she, believe it or not, started going to the school with her younger sister. The girls formed an almost immediate friendship, and they had such a strong resemblance that it raised questions. A DNA test confirmed that they were actually sisters. It's quite a story. Lastly, did you know in 2003, a man stole diamonds, gold, and other jewelries worth more than $100 million after breaking into a safe that had a combination of over 100 million possibilities and additional protections of infrared heat detectors, seismic sensors, Doppler radar, a magnetic field, and a security force? But get this. The robber was arrested shortly thereafter because he left a partial eaten sandwich at the crime scene. Oh, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Well, guys, that's going to be a wrap for this episode this week. We appreciate you listening. We're going to have you back next week. We have some more great information for you. Keep things going. Hope to get maybe Dale Dickerson to join us and maybe give us a little autumn report and some other information. But until then, as always, this is OB Pod, and I'm Zach, and we'll see you again.